All right, we're in Siman Kuf Tzadik Dalid Sivches. At the end of last week's share with the sex faker business, I was far from clear, and I'd like to be mevarer it. But first, I want to get back to what it says here. Okay, again, we're dealing with Kuf Tzadik Dalid, which is not lemaisa a very negel aloha dikasugya. Nonetheless, everybody knows a yoledes for a zachar has 7 yimei tumah, 33 yimei tahara. Yoledes for an akeva has 14 yimei tumah, 66 yimei tahara. And somehow we know that it's not negel lahalacha. Baruch Hashem, have gone through the experience with women give birth, and we never heard that yimei tumah, yimei tahara come into play. So we learned here in the Siman was that Reb Zeiris Chumra, the Nogu B'nai Yisrael, Echmiro Al-Atzman, Shefila Reyes Tipas Dam Kechardel, Yeshevas Lov Shevinikiyim applies to Dam Tahara of the Yeledis as well. So comes out, the only nafkamina is if a woman gives birth to a Nekeva and can go to the mikveh in less than 14 days, that she has to be machmir to wait till the 15th day. And that's the situation where a mistake could happen. If someone gave birth or miscarried in a way that she can go to the mikveh 10, 12 days later, 13 days later, even 14, the 14th day, it's going to be a problem, because the halach is lamaisa that a yeledes is temeya for yudalad yayim. And that's the sugya of this siman. And basically, from siv beis to the end, talks about things that are unclear if they have a din leida, or if they're a zachar or a nekeva, because as I told you, by sveikis we're machmir here. Safek zachar, safek nekeva, we give it chumris of the 14 days of a nekeva. Sivches, ayeledes tumtum ayandragonis. Someone who gives birth to a tumtum is somebody who doesn't have clear signs of a zachar or a nekeva. Ayandragonis, an andragonis is someone who has both, who's malformed in a way that it has a opening like a nekeva, but in the opening there is usually a, I shouldn't say usually, but in these cases there is a malformed aver of a zachar in the same spot. Noistim lo yimei tumah shel nekeva. When machmir to give yimei tumah of a nekeva. So here I want to tell you to bring the there's a question, there's a machlaikis in Shas regarding an androgynous. If an androgynous, according to one man the armor, is suffix zacha, suffix nekeva, an androgynous is maybe a zacha, maybe a nekeva, suffix. And there's another tana that holds an androgynous is beria b'fnei atzmai. It's a third form, not a zacha, not a nekeva, but a beria onto itself. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is if a behema gives birth to a bechar, that's an androgynous. Is that animal have kedushas bechar? If an androgynous is safik zacha, safik nekeva, so then the firstborn to an animal, to a kosher animal, if it's a chamar, if it's an androgynous, it's a safik dairaisa. If it's kachim, of course you have to be machmir. However, if you hold that androgynous as a beria b'fnei atzmai, then there is no din b'char. Din b'char is only a zachar. An androgynous is not a zachar, not a nekeva. It's not a zachar.
By a boy. Let's say you're raising a child. Is your child a binyan ben?
A shafi yin ben. There's a nafkamina of five. Zehuvim here. It's nafkamina bebeim of kachim. So the question is, how we paskin? Do we paskin beri b'fnei atzmai? It's not a bechar, or we don't. So the shach in Siman Shintes Vav in Hilchis in Yerdeya, Siman Shintes Vav Sivkatan Tes by bechar, says that the ikar lahalacha is that an androgynous is a beria b'fnei atzmai, but he says, and then really it's a vadei not a bechar, but he says that linyane it's a dairaisa, so we're machmir, we want to be careful, so we're machmir to on the animal, and we consider that we're machmir that it's a bechar. But really, the shach says it's not a, it's a berya b'fnei atzmai, and there's no din kedushas bechar. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his notes on Yoridei on the page, it's a Mishin Tezvav, Rabbi Kiva Eger there says that Tokfai Kayin Maitzinai Simiyadai, if a Kayin grabs a Bechar, so normally a Maitzinai Simiyadai, a Safi Bechar, we let him have, if a Kayin grabs it, we let him have it. So the that he says that since we pass him Beriyah B'Fnei Atzmai, Tokfai Kayin Maitzinai Simiyadai, if a Kayin grabs it, we take it away from him. Because the ikar is that it's not a Bechar. It's a Beri B'fnei Atzmai. What? A what?
By a human.
Presumably by a human also. Because there's no reason to be Mechalik. That the shach holds, the ikar is, it's a Beri B'fnei Atzmai. They have to realize, today, no one's grabbing a Bechar. Because having a Bechar behema, I think I mentioned in the past, is not a good thing. A Bechar behema, you have to feed it. You can't work with it. You can't even take its wool for your pleasure or milk it. Oh, you can't milk a bechar anyway because it's a male. But the bechar, it's you know, it's bad news. What? Oh, so normally talk by kai we say you might say all right, but here the shach is saying that the ikar is beriyah b'fnei atzmai. And that's what Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying as a chiddush. That's the psak. The psak is Beriyah B'fnei Atzmai.
So how many days tum is there on a
regular? Oh, so one second.
When is the psak
start? Tanoim in the Bikurim. Then the Bikurim is a parak on dragons. What?
How is the shach coming and saying doesn't?
Because you had a paskin. Because what's the psak?
Where is it coming? Where is the psak coming from?
So it's funny. The shach writes the ikal adin is Beriyah B'fnei Atzmai, just by bechar with machmir. He says, Ayin Kuf Tzadik Dalit Sivches. So what does he mean, Ayin Kuf Tzadik Dalit Sivches? That's what he says there. He means, from here we see that by Isser Wamachmir. It's the Reiser Wamachmir. Because if a androgynous is a Beri B'fnei Atzmai, you don't need not 7 days, not 14 days. Torah says the Sochar is 7 days, and the Kev is 14 days. So it's a Beri B'fnei Atzmai, then you shouldn't need. So therefore, he brings a raya from here that we're machmir on this inyan. Can't bother to get me a chumash. Right, there's none. Torah says the Sachar gets 7 and 33, the Keva gets 14. Oh, so here it's only lechumra. But you have to remember, we don't have Yemei Tahara b'zman hazeh anyway, because the lechumra derev zeirah. So in theory, that Shach is saying is the ikar is it's a Beri B'fnei Atzmai. So it doesn't have Yemei Tumah, it doesn't have Yemei Tahara, it doesn't have anything at all. So this is what he says. Yeah. The Gabi Tok V'Kayin. It's a question what it means today we don't have Kayinim. There are those who understand we don't have Kayinim Yuchasim today. And therefore, the status of Kayanim is somewhat questionable. It's very hard to understand that because we go Basa Chazaka to give Skila. What is Chazaka? I appreciate it, Mandy. We go Basa Chazaka to give Skila. That means if somebody lives in a city, Becheskas Eishas Ish, husband and wife, and someone's Mizana, we give Skila. We don't say bring Dei Dei Kedushin. If they're living Becheskas Kayan Alevi, Saklan Achazakis. So, Kayin echazaka. Someone who lives in a city becheskes kayin. His father was becheskes kayin. We make a bracha by pidyon haben. We don't say safu brachas. Where does it come that you need kayin miyuchasim? Ezra set up in the Beis Hamikdash that they didn't let someone do avoida unless he was a kayin miyuchas. It's a pasuk. Pasuk in Ezra says they were kayinim asholinim salam ksav yuchusam v'yigalu min akuhuna. And they were thrown out of the kuna. But the Gemara says in fourth parak in Kedushin, v'yagalu min akuhuna, they couldn't do avayda. But the Trumas HaMaisris, they ate the chazaka and chutzlaris. When they got Trumas HaMaisris, they would eat it. They could keep on eating it. Achleikis, if it's the rabbanon, the raisim, whatever they used to eat before, B'chazaka, they continue. So really, kainim chazaka should be a good kainim, as far as I know. But anyway,
the Gemara says that the malicious hakrotas they used to pass in. Those that were possible that would have to get dressed in black and leave.
Well,
they got dressed in black because they couldn't really avoid it. But I think that was.
But they still got aliyahs, as presumably. So that's the shach. The shach, Rabbi Kiva and them on, that Rabbi Kiva is masking to it, that the ikar is that androgynous is buried with Neatzmai. What's troublesome, what? Good, okay, I want to get to that 1 second. So, that's what it says in the shach. What bothers me is that the Mishnah Brura in Simi Yud Zayin Sivches, by Dinei Tzitzis, you know, Yezachar is Mechayiv and Tzitzis, and not in the Keva. The Mishnah Brura says the Iker is that an androgynous is not a Beri B'fnei Atzma. K'moshay Chiyach Ba'artzei Sachayim. The Malbim has a halacha say Ba'artzei Sachayim. So I looked at Ba'artzei Sachayim, I want to see what does he say. So I thought there'll be this long Ba'artzei Sachayim. It's a short Ba'artzei Sachayim. He says the ikar is that it's not a Beri B'fnei Atzmai. Ve'rachti b'mokim acher. He says, I speak about it somewhere else. Where else? I don't know where else. You know, we don't have that many svarim from the Malbim. So I don't know what his raya is all, what he does with the shach. And so Eilon Oel Divrei Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says, Safik Zacha, Safik Nikeva. It's just funny that there's a shach and a Rebbe Kiveger that say Fakir, and he brings an Arta Sachayim that says this way.
How frequent is androgynous in
these situations? I'm not sure that today, as we have talked about, androgynous happens. There are. No one advertises that they born the child an androgynous. But today what they do in the world is by an androgynous, they do plastic surgery and they go by the DNA generally. That if the DNA shows him to be a male, so they give him the figure of a male, and a female, they give a figure of a female. It's easier to make a female than to make a male. To make a male, you have to build something. To make a female, you just have to take away. But it's a big shiloh with minion. It's shiloh with a lot of things. He doesn't really care for a minion. He can't make a brach on
lulav. Very uncommon. Well,
what?
Tumtum is very common.
I'm only familiar with androgynous. I'm not familiar with Dr. Amawi. Do you know?
I think because with tumtum, they do surgery right away. It just means it's covered over.
Even tumtum is covered over. I've never heard that somebody was born that way. You know, I tell people, I'm a general doctor. You know, I'm a rabbi. He does a little this, a little that, a little the third thing. You know, some people specialize. You know, ribbis, I get a lot of calls. I put out a book. You know, so I get it. It's going to put out a book on other topics that are more frequent. So ribbis, I get unusually large amount of showers. Other things, I get a smattering of this, a smattering of that. So androgynous showers have come my way, but never, it just never has come up at Tumtum. Had a kasha on a Rashi and Chumash. It bothers me many years. In Parshas Vayikra, it's before Sheni, so I usually get to it in Rashi. It says right in the beginning of Vayikra that you bring karbana. It says oilo karbana min habakar zachar tamim yakrivenu. Why does it say zachar? So listen to this Rashi. I don't understand it. Zachar v'loy nikeva. Okay, makes sense. Animal has to be a zachar to be an oila, not a female animal. Kshuayim zachar lamata pasuk yud. It says again zachar a second time. In Talmud Laima, I say a second time. So Zachar v'loy tumtum androgynous. The second one is Mamayir tumtum androgynous. So what don't I understand? Rashi saying there are two miyutim. One is Mamayir in the Keva, one is Mamayir tumtum androgynous. What are you talking about? If it says you need a Zachar, so it has to be a Zachar. You don't need a miyut for the Keva, a miyut for a tumtum androgynous. It's not a miyut. It just says it has to be Zachar. Let's say the Torah says you have to take an esrig. So one time it says esrig to Mamayir an orange. Second time is Esri to Mayat an apple. The third time Esri to Mayat Einim. Well, you would say it doesn't make sense. If it says Esrig, it's not Mayat Einim, not Mayat Tamarim. It just says Esrig. Esrig means it has to be an Esrig. Make sense? So one Zachar is Mayat Nikavis. I mean, Mayat Nikavis. It's not a Miyut. So you need a second positive W on dragons. Wait a second, pasuk. It says Zachar, it's a Kayin. Now, a Tumtum is a Safik Zachar, Safik Nikayim. Machal Tata is the way you need a Miyat. If an Adrag is a Beri with Ne'atzmai, so Zachar means a Zachar. You don't need a Miyat. Makes sense what I'm saying? I don't understand the Rashi.
Does
that answer my question? Is an androgynous part of Tarakula, there's no meat. An androgynous is a Zachar. Not a Zachar. It's either Berber Sayas. Well, you're a suffix Zachar. Same thing here. What? Is the Makar for it? Maybe it's Xeris Akaz, it's a very Bifnei Atzma. Maybe I have to see such a drasha, I don't think so. Do I need an extra pasuk for that? Two questions. Why do I need a pasuk Lamutei Nekeva? Zachar means Zachar. And why do I need a pasuk Lamutei if a tumtum is a Safik? So then you're not answering. If it's a Berif Ne'atzma, maybe you're answering. But if it's a Tumtum, there's no Mandi Yama Berif Ne'atzma. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's both. So Tumtum, you can't say it's both.
No, Tumtum is a case of Beg Bechus, you know, it's a Zuchah.
Well, it's Nikra of a Nimsus.
There's such a thing. So that's a Zuchah, we know, but it's.
Okay. All right. Could be. It's coming from unusual cases. Okay. Anyway, this is the Nidain. And interesting that Hilchis Mila, the Rambam says Milas Androgynous Lo Yavarech, and the Ravid says you make a bracha on the Mila of an Androgynous. Why would you make a bracha on the Mila of an Androgynous? Huh? Why would you? The Rambam says, if you have an androgynous, you do a bris milah. If he has an arla, you do a bris milah. The Ravid says, you make a bracha. So the way we usually understand this in yeshiva comes up, I mentioned in a different shir, or in the Shari Yashir, in the first shar, which is the shar on Sveikis, he has a yisoid, which he has marich on tremendous arichus. His yisoid is a sofik d'iraisa l'chumra. It's not a suffix chiyuv. It's a vadai chiyuv. What we call in yeshiva, there are 613 mitzvahs. There's a 614th rule. The rule is, a suffix deraisa, your vadai have to be machir. And he brings an example. For a suffix deraisa, you bring an ashram tali. Let's say somebody ate suffix chaylev. It means a carbon ashram tali. What happens if what he ate was not chaylev? It was kosher. So you're going to say it's chulin bazara?
No, it's an
asham. No, Torah says for a suffix you can bring an asham. So the Torah is megalitas. The suffix deraisa is a vada yisur. Now the suffix he says, or Shimon writes, that lasid lavai, someone takes his chances and eats a piece of meat at suffix nevela. Achamei v'esur, he comes upstairs and he asks, what was it? They can tell him it was a kosher piece. But he'll get punished for it anyway. He was over not an Isser Nevela. He was over in the Isser called Savi Deraisa L'Chumra. So Savi Deraisa L'Chumra, according to this, is a Vada Isser, not a Safik Isser. According to that, you're Vada Chayiv in the Bris Milah and on a Dragonus, not a Safik Chayiv. What? So it's interesting. It says in one of the first year Rambam on the page, the Rambam holds that the Bris Milah is Savi Deraisa L'Chumra. The Chiyav Bracha is a Suffolk Bracha Lakula. That's what he says, what you're saying. Yeah, but I would think once there's a Vada Chiyav Deraisa do a Bris, you should make a Bracha, Shamsa Sivanu, Al Mila Sveika Deraisa. You know, not Al Mila, Al Mila Sveika. It's a Vada Chiyav. But anyway, the Ravid says you make a Bracha. He seems to zicha hold that a Suffolk is a Vada. A Suffolk is a Vada Chiyav. The Rambam, you can clear what he holds. What?
Right.
If who answers that, me?
Oine.
I don't see the connection though. Is there a suffix there? Maybe. Okay.
You
made because you want the you built into the carbon pesach. Not for the
dragon
shulamila seeking the carbon pesach. Fine. But he would make a bracha. Because it's besafik. The truth is, this mashah and dragon is not berry b'fnei atzmai. If it's a berry b'fnei atzmai, then a vade shouldn't need a bris. Only a zachar needs a bris. Oh, anyway, that's sifchas, siftes. Oh, so the question somebody started to ask is that every adragon should be a svek sveika, legabe us. He might be a berry b'fnei atzmai, and he might be a zachar, might be in a keva. So why give him 14 yemei tum? So that will go under the general rubric I'm going to get back to. That in this siman there are a lot of svek sveikas that were machmer on. I want to get back to answering it. I just want to learn a couple of more sifim. Siftes hegisha shehipila. A woman, usually in the early stages of pregnancy, often when she goes to the bathroom, it's what she feels that something passed, something hard passed. She doesn't know zacha, the keva, if it had a form, if it had an etzem. Even if she doesn't know for certain she was pregnant. There's certainly a svek svek. She's not sure if she was pregnant. But and she feels something passed from her body. Now, it might have been meat without a shvir, without a shili. It might be tar. Or it might be a shili. It might be not. It might be something. Then it's a self-azok and self-nikev. So it's a svek-svek. And still, we're machmir to give her 14 days of yumei tuma. Another example of svek-sveka. And again, we'll come back to it. Now, Siv Yud and Yud Aleph go together. Let's see. How much of a birth is a birth? Yud, Nechta Chavlad B'me'eha V'yotza Eiver Eiver. She has trauma to the baby in her pregnancy, and the baby is broken up, and the body gives it out in pieces. Ben Shiyotza Al Seder Eivar, whether the body came out in the order that it would have been more normally, just came out broken up. God shots our regal, achra shoik, achra yorech. Ubay shots a shaloy ala seder. Einoi temeyo leida ache yetze rubai. It seems to say here that you need roiv to be considered a birth. Vim yotza roishoi kulei keachar arizek ki rubai. So that's the expression we have in Shas. Roishoi virubai. Roishoi oy rubai. Either the head coming out as a birth or roiv is a birth. If the body came out whole, when the forehead passes through, she's considered born. Even though it broke up later, I'm going to explain that in a few minutes. Yotza chutz l'proizdar seems to mean it came out of the vaginal canal, but lo yotza mamish. It's hard to understand what that means, so I want to put it aside for a minute. But considering what part of the body is born, it says rubai. If the animal, if the baby is broken up, you need the whole head. If the baby is whole, it's enough the forehead. Padachta.
If one piece came out, one eva came out, which would
be. So it says here one eva came out. She's not tamei yoledes.
She has did. But something came.
Same. Like kabbalay dam. So she'd be tamei nida. But not Tommy Yeledis. Now look at Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph seems to contradict this. Hoytzi ha'uberes yadai v'chzira imay Tommy Yeledah. If the hand came out, even she pulled it back, the mother's Tommy Yeledah. We learned that from a pasuk. We learned from a pasuk. Gemara actually learns from a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Vayibalidita, is that the pasuk? Vayibalidita v'yotze yad. What? Is that what I'm saying it right? Speak up. So we learn from there that if the hand comes out, that's considered a birth. That's a steer to Sifyut. Sifyut said you need rubai. So, first lesson of Shachtei. Now, Chayrut is a good terrace. Sif Yud is talking a broken up baby. So you need, for a broken up child, you need Ruvai. For a complete child, even alive or dead, if the body is intact, the hand is enough. That's what it seems to say. So there are two rules. The head first, the body first. It means even as zero. Could be. What it says in the Sidrei Tara, the Sidrei Tara says, Sif Yud is when the baby is broken into pieces. So then, there's a different dip for the head. When it's in pieces, you need the whole head to be a birth. And when it's intact, you need only Padachtai, the forehead. The same thing for the guf. When it's broken, you need Rubai. When the baby is whole, even just the hair.
So what does it mean?
Right. So if the baby is intact, then it's enough the forehead. You don't need the whole head. So it's like the Sidrei Tara, the same thing for the body. When you need Rubai in the case of a broken up child, a v'lam b'hutach, but nechtech ablad. What? Yes. Now as the Sidrei Tara says, since you jumped, I told you what he says. The Shach, though, this seems to be an obvious teretz. The Shach says a very, what appears to be a strange teretz. Shach tes. Eina tamei aleida. It's going on less than rive. Eina tamei aleida ad sheyetzei ruvai. So the Shach claimed midday rice. Eina tamei aleida. Mina teira, you need rive. Av midrabana to may a leida be yotze ever echad v'chzira. He can look how much if you're an aleph. If it's may a gab k'ni da fil midrash, he yeshub sif skeva b'leida. So the Shach says, Sif Yud is not a Sif Yud is derais. Derais, you need rubai. Sif Yud aleph is midrabana. What's the problem with that? No! What's the problem? Everybody's happy with it. Why would the Shulchan Aruch tell us that didn't they rise and not the Rabbanon and Sif Yud? Strangest thing. Now to me, she ate say Rubai, and that's a didn't they rise, not the Rabbanon. It's very strange that the Shach should say such a halacha that should say the Mechaber means that they rise and not a Rabbanon.
Maybe originally Yud Aleph was part of Yud.
What? Maybe, but why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't usually tell us that I said this way, Rabbanan that way. I'm sure we find it somewhere. Chaim can tell you probably a few places, but it's not typical. It's very not typical. Okay, the saying it's considered born. It's an interesting thing, the shiloh of how much comes out in order to be a leida in Yeridaya. It's very samach beis. Very samach beis. It talks about these halachas legabi leida, legabi bimachal Shabbos. It could be that's why the Shach is saying it. You need rubai. Rubai or Rashai or Rubai. To be Chal Shabbos to do a bris. Truth is, should be to do a bris in any event, but at least to be Chal Shabbos. Could be that's why it's an Afkamina Dairais. Now, there, I don't remember that it says Mashiach Seyad, even though we seem to say it's a Dairais. So that I don't know. But, yeah. Peretz, right? Peretz. No, Zarach. Zarach stuck out his hand. Pulled it back, and then Peretz was born. I mean, Peretz is the Bechar.
No,
Zerach is the Bechar.
Yeah,
but who's the Bechar in Halacha? Later, when it counts to Shvatim, it says Peretz first and Zerach second. Yeah, but we're saying now that you see the Siyad is a birth. So why is the Zerach the Bechar? He put out his hand first.
No.
Zerach put out. Peretz pushed Zerach, past Zerach.
Zerach put his hand out, got his green card.
Zerach was the Adler one. So here I want to tell you a great part. If you remember it till the Haggadah, it's a great part for the Haggadah. What's considered a yad? What's a hand? Is a hand till the fingers? Is a hand till the wrist? Is a hand till the elbow? A hand till the shoulder? We put it on our on the muscle. What is considered a stam yad? Is a tshuva nechsam sefer in Aruch Chaim at the end of Kuf Tzadik Dalet. Very interesting tshuva. Now, let me be magdim. In Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, so machlokes is the riff and the rush, if you have to wash till the wrist, or wash till the just the fingers. We pask in Ikar HaDin, you only have to wash your fingers, which is why in Kippur and Tisha B'Av, we only wash the fingers, and we don't wash till the wrist. But She'en Kein, the whole year we wash to the wrist, to be Chayshish L'Chumra, but really, you only have to wash until the knuckles. At Tishrei Esbais. Some Sefer says, because Yad is only till the bottom of the fingers. By Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Rochatzu Arim Avonim Yemenos Yadayim Ves Raglayim, the Sefer brings, I don't know what the Makar is, S, when it says S Yad, it's Marba, S is a Rebo, it's Marba till the wrist. Right? S period, S Atofel period, it's Marba the Peel. S. What?
Some
says when it says S, it's marba until the wrist, and that's why b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, you wash until the wrist. Memela, before a kayin duchens, we wash until the wrist. Now, you're not levim. Us levim, no. You're a levi. When we wash the kayinim's hand on Yom Kippur, we wash till the wrist. The kayinim and levim know that. Ashkenazim all wash till the wrist. Because there, the washing there is a washing for Tumi the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. When he goes up to the Dochin, it's like the Avodah, so you wash until the wrist. Now it's interesting, the halacha is the Levi has to wash his hands before he washes the Kayin's hands, unless he knows that he washed in the morning and he didn't touch his shoes. If a Levi touched his shoes or something, he's Mechayiv to wash his hands first. But the Levi washing his hands just till the knuckle. Levi doesn't go to the kiyar. Right? He washes his hands out to the kiyas. The kayin gets washed until the wrist. I saw in the Kafachayim, he says that the Sfardim on Yom Kippur only wash until the knuckles. I don't know if that's the way they paskin. But in Kafachayim, in Kuf Chav Ches, says it's Samachlaikis on Yom Kippur we're machmer. But that's what Seifa says. Yad is till the knuckle, is till the knuckles. And Esyad is marba till the wrist. So he brings interesting pasuk in Hamalamid Yodai Lekrov. It's by Silem Ulchamon Tillim. Says Hashem teaches my hand to do battle, my fingers to do battle. So he says the derech of the pasuk is not to go less. Hashem teaches me a lot. Hashem teaches me a little. It can't be that yad is until the wrist. It says Hamalamid Yodai Lekrov. It's by Silem Ulchamon. Can be my whole hand and then my fingers. So it must be that yad means fingers. So stam yad, he says, means the fingers. What? What? It's a double lush. Push, it's a double lush. Then he says, now listen to this. He says, it could be that etzba is the finger till the wrist. The Mishnah, when it counts to Ramach Evarim, says the fingers have 30 Evarim, 6 Evarim in each finger. Now that has to include the joint, the knuckle, which is in the hand. So some Seifel says, Yad is still here. Etzba is all the way down. What does that have to do with the Haggadah? Some Seifel has to Gavaldik Akash. It says in the Haggadah, the part of the Haggadah has no shtiklos Torah on it. Which part is that? Every Haggadah over there is nothing on the bottom. When it goes through the Cheshbon, that imitzrayim laku be'etzba. Alayam, it says, of your sos es hayara chazaka. Imitzrayim, it says, etzba lakim. At the yam, it says, yad. So the yad is 5 times in etzba, so in Mitzrayim it was 10, it was 50. If there was 40, it's 200. If there was 50, it's 250. Says the Sub Cipher. 1 minute. If etzba is till the is just the finger, and yad is till the wrist. If you would say the way before is tshuva, if you wouldn't agree with his tshuva, see etzba is this, and yad is till the wrist. So it's not good. An etzba is not a fifth of the hand. An etzba is a fifth of the fingers. But what about the whole palm? The finger is maybe a tenth of the hand till the wrist. Maybe less. Not a fifth.
But it should be more.
Right? Either you have to say etzba is a finger and yad is just the fingers, in which case it's a fifth. Or you have to say es hayad hachazaka is till the wrist, and then etzba is also till the wrist. You have to say one or the other. One of the two chidusha of Sif you have to say. Because poshut, the way everyone says that etzba is just till the knuckle and yad is till the wrist, you have a kasha, you can ask the seder. A finger is not a fifth of the hand. Right? You take the hand till the wrist, a finger is a tenth of it. It's a fifth of the fingers. And then it's the pas yad is also a...
There be more markers.
So what?
We're going to the cooler. We're not saying it's at least.
So it should be even more. It doesn't say at least. It says it makes numbers. So you have to take one of the two chidush of Rasam Sefer. Either that the yad is till the knuckles, or that it's all the way down. But at any rate, that's an afkamina, what happened by Zorach. Vayitein yad. According to some cipher, he only stuck out his fingers. So where did they tie the red string? I always pictured they tied the red string around the wrist. No. According to this, some cipher, they tied it around the finger. Vayitein yad, according to him, he's just the fingers. What? Well, maybe one finger, maybe two fingers, I don't know. What? Well, he's saying yad is the fingers. So, so that's what comes out from this chiddush gadol of some cipher. The yad is just the fingers. Etzba could be still the wrist. A double pella. So that's a true some cipher, and be that as it may.
So why is it good according to the way that some cipher learns?
What?
According
to some cipher. Mumashach, it's good. Either you hold that yad is just the fingers, and etzba is a finger, so that's a fifth.
Right.
Russ, you learn yad is still the wrist. It says es yad, so it's still the wrist. But then etzba is also to the wrist.
No, but the
Chassam
says
Yad is
still.
Yad, it says
Yad.
Yes, yeah,
the problem with the thumb. If you say
Yad
is still here.
So it's still here. How do you wash it? The thumb is one of the five fingers. All five fingers till their knuckles. It's out of shape. But, okay, now, so giving birth is the Yad. The Rajba's Mesupik, if Yad is an example of a limb, it's any one limb, or if yad is dav kashach, yud aleph brings lashon haTorah. It's yodai oiraglai. It's a topic in the Rashba. If it's yad and regel, or if yad is an example, or yad is davka. There's also a shaila what it means haitzi. If it means out of the body, is birth. Well, maybe not. Maybe it means out of the uterus. Dam nida is dam when it comes out of the uterus, even if it's in the body, in the praise dar. So. By the Ashulchan and the Biurim, he brings Maharim HaKaimis both ways. There's not much of a praise there. I think once a woman is giving birth, not much of a praise there anymore because the uterus extends. Yeah. At the end of Sif Yud, it says, Afilu Mishiyotza Chutz La Praise Dar, says, now it does say Afilu Mishiyotza Chutz. Now what does it mean? Chutz Tama Le Praise Dar? Does it mean chutz l'praise dar? Ela filu mishiyatza chutz, even if it came out of the womb, l'praise dar, into the praise dar, that's birth. Is that how you attach it? Or do you attach it, yatza chutz l'praise dar? It came out of the vagina. Where is it? If it came out of the vagina, where is it? What?
It's
the canal, which is the vagina. Yeah. What? There's a place between chutz l'praise dar and chutz mamish. Right. So the question is, what does it mean? Loy sev dav yatzal chutz mamish. It doesn't have to come chutz mamish. Less. Afal yatzal chutz l'praise dar. Right. Haskein asmachal b'praise dar. Kadesh, you can't say traklin. Praise is a hallway. So the vaginal canal is the praise dar. Now, there's not really much chutz l'praise dar. There is a woman in a normal state, I don't know, normal in childbirth, but a woman has the prize dar, and then what Chazal called the lips, the sefasayim, the opening of a woman has a certain thickness to it. So there is such a concept of prize dar, and then chutz mamish. So there is such an idea of chutz mamish, a chutz prize dar, could mean that out of the vagina into that area which has, like the lips have a certain thickness, what's outside of a lip, where the lips touch, it could be outside totally. What? So it could mean out of the uterus into the prize dar, or it could be chutz prize dar and in this lip area. It's not so clear which way it's referring, what it's referring to. What? So I don't know, a childbirth, I don't know how much area there is. So makes sense. Chutz kama, lip raise there. Seems to make more sense. Okay. But chutz of what? Outside of? Okay, look, that's the suffix. By the Ashulchan, as I said, it brings Marim Akaimus on both sides. Okay, Sifyud Beis, Hoysa Mikasha Leilei, she's having a hard time giving birth. Listen to this. She's giving birth, V'shama Kailoi Shal Vlad, and she has a baby crying. Choshev Kiyilud, it's born. She E'ev Shoshalohi, it's Yuhay Shechus L'Praiz. That's not possible. It's not possible to hear a baby crying from inside the body. Does this make sense to all of us? The baby's crying, so it means the baby was born. So, if you're not sure, before she came, after she heard crying, baby's born. Listen to this. Plia dikachuvas naida Yehuda. Tess. Listen to this one. Pishuva tess. Ish vishtai hayu b'mita. Man and woman are in bed. V'isha mu'uberes, and she's pregnant. V'asa yishayin, and she's sleeping. V'isha yaneir, and the man is awake. V'shama kelu ober b'aycheh b'meyeh imay. Like his wife's still sleeping. And he hears the baby crying. So he comes to the Rav, he said, what's it in? Hi Rabbi, Chuvas Naida B'Yehuda, Yeridaya Kovchav. Ditmeya Yud Dalad Yayim. She's Tomei 14 days. Lo Yamrina Ilu Yatsa Raishai, Agav Tzara Isa Misara. If its head came out, why would the mother sleep through it? Kidisa B'Nida Daf Gimel. Dach, Kivin Derai Vladis, Einem Baichim Kaidim Itzas Raishai. Most babies don't, most people wake up when they're giving birth. Most babies don't cry from inside the womb. Midei sveka lai nafka. V'lai amina svek seka, Hashem azach, Hashem alai tzirai shai. Hachalai mani svek seka, we'll talk about it. Now there the woman got up, she was still pregnant. So Naida B'Yehuda said the baby was born, his head came out, he cried, and he went back in.
She could be pregnant like that for another 14 days at least, because you're giving her 20 right. for 14 days.
She's pregnant, I think, for three more days in the case. So the Naida B'Yehuda paskin, she gave birth. The Vlad cried, and the Vlad decided to go back in for a few days. What? So we don't understand this Metzias. Everyone who learns this Naida B'Yehuda is like one of the funniest things. So I have my own pshat in Naida B'Yehuda. We always wonder why the baby cried, went back in. My suggestion, I don't know if it's Emes, is the following. There's a din of Shavya Nafshei Chatichet Yisura. If a person says this is Nevela, and 1,000 witnesses say it's Shchuta, so Bez and Paskins, it's kosher for the whole world, but he's not allowed to eat it. Agabi himself, he's believed. So I'm thinking, maybe who this is saying, look, I don't believe this. Baby cried and he went back inside for a few days. I don't believe it. But what I believe doesn't matter. And Shavya Nashe, we have to judge him based on what he said. Since he said it, we're going to paskin for him that the baby is born. He said the baby cried. If it's impossible, do you say Shavya Nafshe?
You say he shouldn't drink before he goes to bed.
What? For him, not for, so maybe for him. He's Asatar. Gemara says of the Mishnah, Shavya Nafshe, the Mishnah, a woman says, Temeyani, I'm Anida. So even though later she says she's not Anida, Shavya Nafshe.
But he,
Sahiba said it. He's a sitar. Who else is getting? No one else in the world that's put to that anyway. Yeah, for the whole world, she won't be tveya.
But then every time she wants, she sees.
The question is, if someone says an impossibility, is it Shavya Nafshe? So that's totally in the yeshiva world, everyone knows the Ketzais. Two ways to learn Shavya Nafshe. Why do you say Shavya Nafshe Tichin Yisura? A man says this is Nevela. 100 witnesses say it's not. So you have two ways to learn. Either it's because of Adam Neman Alasvayesim Emeya Edim, or because has a din neder. Has a din of a neder, even though it wasn't Belashin neder. But if he said in Bezdin, a Lashin, that, or not an Aftafkin Bezdin, said in a way that Edechaz Neman said such a thing, so has a din neder. But Behuda laughs at the side of din neder. He says, you think Ataras Nadarim helps with this? He rejects it. But the Ketzais learns that it's a machlaikis. Shavya Nafshe, how it works. Now, if it's a neder, it should work even if it's impossible. Shavya Nafshe, not sure. What? It's really a shmedre to say it's Shavya Nafshe. He doesn't say it in the tshuva. What am I going to do? How do you understand it? The baby cried and went back in? It's... I don't know.
Isn't one of the four categories of Nidarim, like, I think Nidre Havayah, that if it's impossible, it can't have the din of
Nidre? Yeah, if it's an exaggeration.
So maybe it's not an
exaggeration. You're right. If he says, I'm flying in the sky, so that's a Nidre Havayah. But if he says, the baby was crying, what?
It has to be obvious to everyone.
Nidre Havayah has to be an obvious to everyone. All right, anyway, this is, if the baby cries, you know, it's, you know, I would ask him what he drank beforehand or something, you know, it's very strong. No, what, it's simple,
anyway. If the tzias is not shy, then all that happens is done.
What do you mean?
That's
right. Darach HaShulchan wasn't that long ago. Darach HaShulchan says, if a woman says, I heard the baby crying, when I heard the baby crying, I touched my stomach and I felt the baby was still inside. Says she's Neman. She's Nemenes. It's possible.
Is it possible?
It's possible. Stoma not. The Prama Avatar HaShulchan, the Mechabes says, E-Epsher. The Mechabes Lashon is, E-Epsher Shalai Hoitzi Ruha Reisha Chutzapraizda. Doctor, we don't understand that it's Shayach. Doctors a lot of times say things are not Shayach, and then 2 weeks later they find out it's Shayach. No, a so-called virgin birth, a birth from one parent. We always said it was not possible. And now science is discovering that it happens sometimes, that there's such a thing as a female animal that somehow gets impregnated. That's today, that's one of the edge of science. We'll get to it. Dr. Babich, I think, wrote an article the other day about it. So, I don't know. You know. No, Chazal say it's possible is one thing. Not Chazal, Torah Shulchan, and it says Efsher. So I believe Efsher. Sif Yud Gimel, Hayaledis to Umim. Someone gives birth to twins. Bishav Lad Echa Chaveray, and one gets birth first, the second later. Gan Echa Kaidim Shkia Sachama, Echa Racha Shkia Sachama. Shiatz Arosh to Meyaleida. When the head goes out, she's Tamei Leida. Yud Gimel. What I say? Shiatz Arishai. When the first one goes out, she's Tameya Leida. So the Chumrah, she's Tameya Leida. But the Yimei Tumah go 15 days or 8 days. In other words, the first day, the first birth is one day Tameya Leida. And from the second birth, you count the Chumrah the other direction. And Marisha Nikush Uzacha, Sheni Nikush Nikeva. Sheni Nikush Sheni. So you can have 15 Yimei Tumah. The first one is born, whatever it is, starts Yimei Tumah. The second one's born, if it's in the cave, or even a sub in the cave, you get 14 more days. So this is at least an easy sift, you get 15. So you have Yimei Tumah for this vlad, Yimei Tumah for that vlad. Right? Like there was a Leida. Even a Tumah person gives birth, you still have a Leida. Right, she's in the middle of Yimei Zava, and then she gives birth. She still have 14 more days.
Brisk gets split up between
the brisk gets 2 different days, of course.
The
Gemara tells a story about someone who gave birth to twins 3 months apart. Rechia's wife, right? It was Rechia's wife. Gave birth Chizkiya v'Yehudachi, I think it is, right? Chizkiya v'Yehudachi. I think Tosfos says, in another Gemara, that says that she had a difficult pregnancy. she should forgive me if I'm remembering wrong. I think, because Tosfos brings a different Gemara, so she had a hot pregnancy, and she didn't know that you're not allowed to be Mapel of Lad, so she drank some Kaishel Ikrin, not to make her an Akara, but she drank something that made her abort the fetus. She lost a child. She didn't know the halacha. So the next pregnancy, like God got even with her. She had two births in the next pregnancy. She had twins. She had a 6-month pregnancy, a 9-month pregnancy, sort of to make up for her shaygeg that she, what she did the first time. I think this is
something. Yes, this is one baby.
What?
Possible.
It is possible, fine.
Even if she delivers one baby, gladly in 2 days, why doesn't she have 15 days?
Because the Leda is defined at a certain moment. Yatzar Raisha, Yatzar Rubai. At a certain moment, we define Leda.
That
minutes. Moment is not 2 moments. A baby has 1 moment of Leda.
But she has a boy to go. We don't say it's additive that she has to keep 21 days.
Right. If she gives birth that day, she has to keep 7 for the Zachar, 14 for the Nekeva. Not consecutively, but concurrently. So she gives 1 day. That day is a birth. Next day is a birth. They can be concurrent or partially concurrent. They're not consecutive, but you need a leida for each one.
The first one's nekeva, we've got 14 days only.
What?
The first one is nekeva, and the second one's zakah.
Yes, it's for, so it's just 14 days.
How
now,
if
you have twins, so you'd only be, well, you have the meitara till 66 days.
The kula.
The kula, sure. Yaitse daifin, a cesarean birth. There was no vaginal bleeding. So we have no such mitzvah as bizman hazeh. Dr. Abraham brings no such thing of a woman Syrian and not having normal bleeding. But the chiddush here is that it's not a leida. The Gemara, I think, in the beginning of Yesh Neichlim says wherever it says leida is memayit a cesarean birth. Syrian birth is not Teich HaShabbos. If it's a baby's born on Shabbos, I mean Teich HaShabbos to the bris, I mean, it's not Teich. And there's no bris, no Pinyan HaBen, there's no Bukhar LaNachla. What? There's vaginal bleeding as well. If there's no vaginal bleeding, the bleeding is only outside the stomach, that's not Nida. But if the bleed, if in uterine bleeding, but it doesn't go out through the Piyamakar, it goes out through a Sesirin, that's not Dam Nida. But if it goes out through the cervix, then it is, and like we said, Bisman has said. Now here, what? If the bleeding was through the... there was no bleeding through the cervix at all? But she didn't bleed before? If somebody has a hysterectomy, and there's no bleeding through the cervix, she's not Anita. Right. Has to be uterine bleeding through the cervix. Bring the water. I mentioned a few weeks ago. If you don't see dam, it's a question. When her water breaks, we know that the plug came out. The plug has dam, but we didn't see it. The question is if that makes her a need. So we're machma for derises and make up for the robot. Now this whole simin, we have a kasha of sveksveika. Again, the question is, do you need 14 days of nekeva? A suffix if it was a vlad, we should say, you don't need 14 yimei tumah. Maybe it wasn't a vlad, in which case you don't need yimei tumah at all. And if it was a vlad, suffix zacha, suffix nekeva, and you only need 7 days. Why do we have 14 days? So I want to say it right. Tosfos in Bava Kamma asked the question. Tosfos Teretz, the way it's said in Bava Kamma, I said it right, but it only answers one of the cases. Tosfos in Nida, Chav Zayin, and again a Chav Tes, says the Teretz, what I'm going to tell you now, and it's very clear. Now, again, the Hagdama I gave is that if you have a rule like Safik Darabana Lakula, we don't say it if it creates a contradiction. The example I gave you was Heseba by the Seder. The Gemara says you only need Heseba by 2 cups, and Gemara's Lashon is Ikadi Amri Bekamaisa, Ikadi Basraisa. So we don't know the first two or last two, it's only the Rabbanan, say, Sav Rabbanan Lakula. It will create a contradiction. Because the first two Kaisis, you don't have to do what say, Sav Rabbanan Lakula. Last two, you don't have to do, Sav Rabbanan Lakula. You definitely did wrong. Because you didn't do a say, but any. So we don't say, Sav Rabbanan Lakula when it creates a contradiction. comes Taisvis, he says like this. Is it a kula that the baby is a male or a female? Which is a kula? So obviously at the time of birth, it's a kula to be a male. A male only has 7 days of tum. So at the time of birth, we'll say svek svek. Maybe it's not a child. If it's a child, maybe it's a zachar. And if it's a zachar, it only 14 days. So there are three possibilities. Zachar de keva, or not a child. Say two out of three. Either not a child or zachar. And with saimech, after 7 days, she'll be tar. So Taisvis, for 1 minute. What happens if this same woman bleeds on the 34th day after birth, and then again on the 41st day? She has dam, the 34th day and the 41st day. If the child's a zachar, the bleeding on the 34th day is nothing. The bleeding on the 41st day is something. She needs Shiva Nikiyim from day 41. If the child is not a Vlad, then she bled on the 34th and 41st. Minat Torah, she'd go to Mikvah the night of the 41st. Because you just need a Nida, doesn't need Nikiyim. Which means now, you have three possibilities. Either the child is not a child, she'd go to Mikvah the night of the 41st. Or the child is a Nikeva, in which case she's totally tar. In the cave has 66 days of Tahara. Only if you're a Zachar, you end up in bad shape. Mem Aleph is the first of a new 7 days. Zeptisis. What's going to happen to this woman? She bleeds on day 34 and day 41. She'll say, Svek Sveika, I'm tar. Why? Because two out of three possibilities, I'm tar. If it's not a Vlad, I go to her mikvah tonight. It's the seventh day. If it's in the cave, then it's all Dam Taya. Only if it's a Zachar, I need 7 days. So here, she'll come at the 41st day and make a Svek Sveika to say, maybe it's not a Vlad, maybe it's in the Keva. And the same woman, when the baby's born, says a Svek Sveika, maybe it's not a Vlad, maybe it's a Zachar. It's Sasriya Hadadi. At one point, she's saying, I want to do a Svek Sveika counting that it's a Zachar. In one place, I want to do a Svek Sveika counting that it's in the Keva. Here Zachar is cooler, here the Keva is cooler. If you have a contradiction, you can't do either Svek Sveika. That's what Taisus says. Chavtes, it's a short, clear Taisus. Now you may ask, and I'm just asking, that this is different. By Haseba, every Jew has a Stira. Haseba the first to Haseba the next to. Here, not every woman's going to have a Stira. Right? In time of birth, you don't live as a Zachar in the Keva, you want to make a Svek Sveika. You're saying, well, maybe she'll bleed 34, and then it'll be a Svek Sveika. Well, it seems to entice this that even if it's a maybe, it's enough to say it's Sasri Hadadi, and we don't say by one person this rule. Now, Shnei Shvilin, two people, so we can say Psakim Dera Saiser, one's a Psak for him, one's a Psak for him. But the same person, we can't create Sveikas and be matir, where there'll be a contradiction. So it comes out, we'll only have Yemei Tahara that are tar to both. From day 15 to day 40, we'll have, oh no, you're right, you want to have Yemei Tahara, so it might not be a Vlad. Oh, Bizman Hazeh. So this is what Taisus says. So the Sidrei Tahara, yes, your Kash. Sidrei Tahara here brings Taisus, and he asks the Kasha, that what do you mean nowadays we're not knowing Yemei Tahara, so everything should be good, the second Svek Sveika will never happen. He answers, these are his words, he answers, B'nois Yisrael Chmiru al Atzman, the only machmer on ourselves that we don't keep Yemei Tahara, we're not makel to not keep Yemei Tahara. This is his answer, and he writes that he's not so happy with the Teretz, that's what Yemei Tahara writes, but he writes this thing that not satisfying, because still you'll never have the second sex cycle. But Maramakam Anilach, that's what it says here in the Sidrei Tahara. Okay, with this we come to an end of a very geshmaka learning of Hilchos Nida. We have not learned the two long simanim, which is Vestais, all the possible configurations of Vestais, which would take us months to learn, and I don't think we have the stamina for it. Or the halacha is of ksamim, which are basic, and again, it's a rather long arichas. I would like next week to start chelek shlishi of Yeridaya. I'd like to begin with Reish Mem, which is Dinei Bris Mila, which is one simen, a very geshmak. Reish Mem Vav, I'm sorry, start with Reish Mem, which is Hilchis Kibra Ve'ein, which of course, when we were young, is not important, because then we have to mechaber others. Now that we're older, very important, we have to mechaber others. And Reish Mem Vav, which is Hilchis Talmud Torah, very geshmak. And then I'd like to learn Hilchis Tzedakah, which is generally ignored. It's a bit long, but I'd like to learn Hilchis Tzedakah as well. So this is on taps. Reish Mem, please do first Reish Mem. First Reish Mem, it'll take us a while. Okay? I want to thank everyone for coming on Hanukkah. We have a rule in Yeshiva